Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, YouTube Live. It's good to have you with us tonight. All of our friends around the world, wherever you might be streaming in from, joining with us on this wonderful, amazing Tuesday night. You know, it's always a fun thing to do. Have everybody check in with their temperatures. My temperature today was absolutely amazing. At about 3 o'clock this afternoon, I got home. It was 42 degrees this afternoon here in North Dakota. Needless to say, on February 7th, there's a lot of North Dakota people rubbing their, scratching their head saying, what in the world? 4 or 5 years ago, is it really that long already? Wow. 5 years ago, my first day was in North Dakota was February the 1st, maybe January 31st. So 5 years ago today, it was 30 below zero with about a 40-mile-an-hour wind. That was my opening days in North Dakota. And today, it's 40 above zero. And doesn't sound like there's any wind out there at all. But welcome, welcome. Sister Phyllis has already checked in with beautiful, warm, and amazing Louisiana. All the Michiganites, welcome to you guys. Good to have you with us. And then to all of our friends who join us from around the world. It's amazing to have you be a part of this. I've been watching the numbers for our YouTube. And the numbers are staying at 500 hours a month that is being watched. And if you divide 500 by 30, somebody divide that out and type it in. 500 divided by 30, tell us what it is we got. How many hours a day is being watched on our YouTube channel? And then let's go into fasting and prayer so we don't do anything wrong or stupid. And we keep
16.5 hours.
15 and a half hours a
16.
Day. A day.
16 and a half hours.
A day is being watched on our YouTube channel. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, God told David, stop numbering the people. I'm not numbering the people. It's like the old hymn. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. It's the only denomination mentioned in the Bible. So the rest of you, I don't know about what your deal is. The Nazarenes are mentioned. But anyways, welcome. It's a wonderful Tuesday night. As we opened up our program, I said, does anybody have a good title for tonight? I just got in off the road. And Brother Roger said, the way of the word. The way of the word. Now, tomorrow night, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, we're going to join Dr. Winston for the faith refresher that he does every year. This is how we start every year. You might not be used to this, but we start out by talking about God's plan for the new year, 2023. It's time to reap for me meaning God, capital me. So we talked about that. We talked about fasting. We talked about basic fundamentals of the Christian life. We went into the book of Revelation. We finished that. We went into the Holy Spirit conference from Saginaw. We finished, or from San Diego. We finished that. And now the faith refresher. And we'll be charging through this year wide open saying, come on, Jesus, make it happen in my life in Jesus' mighty name. So tonight, we're going to be getting you tuned up and ready for the message that Dr. Winston will be bringing on the faith refresher. It's just a great thing to do, to continually go back to the basics and say, wait, why do I believe what I believe? Why do I believe I have authority? Why do I believe I have dominion? What gives me the privilege to act like I do as a child of God? It's a very, very important process that we would continually go back and look, just because that way we're careful not to let things slip in our lives. And so welcome. I had a really good testimony from this morning's program. We were doing the program, and I got a brother, a Christian brother in Florida that's wanting to come up and drive for my trucking company, and he was talking to me on the phone, and he called right when the prayer program started this morning, and I've been having to send him the voicemail the last couple of days, so I just answered the phone while I was driving down the road. Sister Lynn was leading. Mike, what's happening, dude? And I told him what's happening on mine, and he went to prayer immediately. He said, matter of fact, the phone's going to ring right now. And it did. And it was the guy that was talking about things that you need for your truck driving business. And I'm like, yeah, man, I need that. Send it to me. And he said, what's your email address? So I told him, HG Preacher Man. He goes, that's an interesting email. Are you actually a preacher? I said, yes, I am. He goes, what's HG stand for? I said, the Holy Ghost. He goes, I think you and I should be friends. I'm like, I'm always up for a friend. You a brother? He goes, yeah. I'm like, well, praise the Lord, brother. I know I want what you got now. And it was a great conversation. In about 5 minutes, we connected. He's got a channel that he broadcasts to YouTube and Facebook and around the world. And he does Instagram. And so God's continually doing a mighty work for us. You and I just got to train our eye to see it and watch God do a mighty work in our life in Jesus' mighty name. So let's go to the foundations of the faith, and that is the way of the Word. The way of the Word. Grab your Bible. We'll hold it up, and we'll get right into the Word of God this evening. Are you ready? I don't see anybody else holding their Bible up. Don't worry, I'm just pausing. I'm like every preacher right now today. Don't hold your phone up. Hold your Bible up. Amen. Here we go. Ready? Everybody want to hug it? Something wrong with these people. No, there isn't. We love the Word. Ready? Say it with me. This is my Bible. I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I go do what God's word tells me to do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. This Word will change my life forever. Because that's what it's designed to do. What are we laughing at?
Rebecca's note.
Oh, no making funny notes while we're making a confession, Rebecca. Goodness. Ready? I plant this word.
I plant this word.
As another good seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Here we go.
Yeah, there are just some things that you can't do when you're in the bathroom.
Oh, geez, we should have left that one alone. Now, so, you know, the way of the word, that's the title Roger gave me to preach about tonight. And that, I think it's good, pretty cool. Give me a title and I'm going to preach about it. I have been studying every morning since the beginning of the year. Well, every morning. Let me say that differently. When I wake up, whether that's morning or afternoon or evening, or even if I don't go to sleep when I should be waking up, I've been studying, what is it that gives me access and opportunity to stand in the authority of God's word? And, you know, people say, well, I have authority. Well, okay, you're right. You do have authority. But what is it about the kingdom of God that gives you that authority? And this morning I was studying the word treasure. Jesus said the man that finds a good treasure, leaves everything he's got, goes and gets it, buys the field, because he knows inside that field is a good treasure. He doesn't go and tell anybody either. And so there's a lot of places we could go with the way of the word. But we're going to be talking about a faith refresher for the next 3 days. And even last night, that video was not the video that I was thinking it was, but it's okay. It was still a great message. And thank you, Father, for it. And thank you guys for being a part of last night's program with us. Let's go today. Let's get started with Psalm chapter 1 and Joshua chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1 and Joshua chapter 1. So I'll give you a little bit of time. Get your Bible bookmarks put in there where you need them. I already had mine already there because I've been studying in this every day. Always remember this. Rather than studying the Bible so you can preach a good message, study the Bible to a Christian. Brother Dan, thanks for joining us over there on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while since we saw you over there, man. And if you're ready to preach the word tonight, just raise your hand. We'll let you preach. All right. Now, I've been studying Psalm 1 and Joshua 1 as a foundation of my faith. This is the foundation of my faith. And it should be the foundation of every one of our faiths. So let's go first to Joshua chapter 1, since Josh was in the Bible before David was. Joshua chapter 1, and let's go verses 5 through 9. Joshua 1, 5 through 9. And we'll begin with that. And then we're going to add 1 John chapter 5. I believe my verse is number 4. 1 John 5, isn't that what it is, 4? Yeah, 1 John 5, 4. So if you want to, put your bookmark over there also. Here we go. Joshua 1, 5. Anybody seen Kathy Angaroni? You with us tonight, Kathy? Come on and read. We're watching that miracle happen in you. 1, 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses and Joshua and David and Samson and the Apostle Paul and Tyndale and William Wormbrandt and John G. Lake and Oral Roberts and you, as I was with these men of God, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. So there's no reason that you and I would ever ask the question or make the declaration, Father, never leave me. He just promised, I will never leave you. Verse 6, just be strong. Be strong and be of good courage. For to this people you will divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I wasn't there when he was swearing that. Yeah, but right now, you and I have the promise that God swore to give us this land. This land is your land. This land. You know, God promised you and I to give us this land that we might be able to dwell in it. And so there's a promised land for you. Brother Rogers, Sister Sunday, welcome over there on YouTube. Sister Leanne, love you guys. Brother John Wayner, I haven't seen you in a couple of days, but you've probably been there. I just wasn't able to see him. Welcome. But think about it. God just told the children of Israel, ain't nobody going to be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Well, God never tells us a statement like that. But what he gives us, the reason why he just made that statement. Now watch. Only be strong, verse 7, and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, the word, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. The word prosper is only used like four times in the whole Bible. And here it is, twice in one chapter. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What is the way of the world, of the word? It brings you prosperity. That's not a million. That's God's blessing. The way of the word is prosperity. You will prosper in the way in which you go. God said to Moses, as they were leaving and they got to Sinai, God said, I sent an angel before you that you may prosper in the way that you would go. What's that mean? The vipers of the wilderness are not going to, you know, strike you and bite you. The badgers are going to let you get by. You're moving 3 million people through a wilderness. And all the livestock and all the bounty, the booty that they took from Egypt. So these guys, this is a big old organization. And so prosperity to them wasn't that we're going to make $1 million in the stock market every day. There ain't a thing wrong with that. But prosperity is what happens to us 24/7 that's not a dollar figure. You prosper in the way that you will go. Verse 9, have not I commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now you can see repeated in those five verses, six verses, whatever it is. You can see repeated in those verses, I'm with you. You're going to prosper. Everywhere you go, make sure the word is the number one focus of your life. Meditate in it day and night, and you'll be like, you will make your way prosperous. Now, hold your place there. I recommend a Brother Copeland bookmark that says, I am healed. I live in divine health. I live in divine prosperity. I have divine recovery. That's who I am in Christ Jesus. That's how I live in Christ Jesus. And that's what I have in Christ Jesus. Nice bookmark. Got that for being a partner with Brother Copeland. I recommend it if you're not. Psalm chapter 1. Now remember, God talked to Joshua, if you want to prosper in the way you should go, meditate in the law. All right? Because prosperity doesn't come because you have a big fancy job or you have a great business opportunity. Prosperity comes because you're living the word of God. Let's check out Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. This is Psalm 1, 1 through 6. So what's the word going to tell you to do? To be prosperous. Don't walk in the ungodly counsel of a sinner. Why? They don't know the Holy Spirit. They're going to give you counsel that they don't know nothing about. And everybody's going to stand around and wonder, why didn't that work? Because you're a sinner and I'm a Christian. We're in two different worlds. Doesn't stand in the path of sinners. Doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. Well, what is the Holy Spirit laying out for us in Psalm chapter 1 by the psalmist? A long, 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 long time ago, probably 1,500 years before Jesus. So this is 3,500 years ago, this psalm was written. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Don't stand in their way of getting to the kingdom because of your religiosity. And then don't go do what they do. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't be a mocker. Don't be a scornful person. It's only going to hurt you and keep you in pride and arrogance, which will keep you from receiving the ways of God. Just don't do it. Verse 2 is the answer. But in his law, he meditates day and night. Second set of verses. Meditate in the law. Day and night. What's the way of the word? We get the word down inside of our life, and the word begins to change us in every part of our life. Psalm 1:3. He will be like, if you're doing this, you will be like a tree planted. There's a lot of people that keep uprooting their tree and moving and going somewhere else, and then they get in the church, and then they uproot, and they go somewhere else. Pretty soon, the roots of your tree are stunted, and you won't ever be able to grow. Put your roots in, put them down, and stay put. When you meditate in the law day and night, and you're a godly man or woman, you will be like a tree planted. Now, it says, by the rivers of water. Interesting factor about trees is a tree, depending on which kind of tree, has that main taproot that will just go down in the earth and just keep going down, down, down till it finds water so that the tree can have the sustenance it needs and the water that it needs. You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You remember Paul said, Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And then Paul said, we will be like the trees of the Lord, the planting of the Lord. It's written in Isaiah, and then I think it's Paul that quotes it in the New Testament. Look at verse 3. Planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. Your leaf will not wither. No matter what the sun does, doesn't matter what the environment does, your leaf will not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. What is the way of the word? It'll make your way prosperous. It'll cause you to have good success. Amen, Sunday. We planted our tree in the holy ground. You're going to say this with me. I'm going to bring forth fruit in my season.
I'm going to bring forth fruit in my season.
Check it out. Mary Pastor Rick's with us.
I am going to bring forth fruit in my season. Thank you, Jesus.
You sound like a new Mary.
I don't know if I am or not, but I'm here and I'm thankful I'm here and I've got, I thank God who I am. I like who I am.
Amen.
We like who you are too.
We do.
I have a lot of issues that I have to go through. I have.
Wait, I'm not laughing at you, Mary. As soon as you said I have a lot of issues, I thought inside myself, yeah, we all do.
Yeah, we all do. And lost my train of thought. But
I like who I am.
In a position where I have responsibilities, I think, for other people also. Amen. Because I'm married into a blended family.
Yep.
They have their feelings. I have my feelings. Their feelings may differ than mine, but I have to respect theirs also.
Yep.
And sometimes that's hard.
Yeah. Well,
it's hard, but you got to do it.
Amen. I want to pray for you right now, Mary.
Thank you.
And just pray, for the family.
They have decided on the funeral being February 25th.
February 25th, all right.
Yeah, and he'll be laid to rest. Not laid to rest, because we're going to have the graveside services later.
Right.
Warmer. Right.
All right, let's pray. Father, we bless Mary. And we always used to say Don, but tonight, Don's in the great cloud of witnesses blessing us.
Amen.
And what a wonderful thought that is. We bless Mary's children and Don's children, their blended family. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that there is the peace of God which passes all understanding. And Father, that anointing that you said that's on Mary to be the rock, thank you that we can see it. You said it, and we can see it with our eyes, and your blessing is with her every single day. And bless out, bless the kids, the grandkids, and we declare life and life more abundantly into this family now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen.
Amen. Could I run something by you and see if maybe you can, add to. And when I can't find the pencil, that makes me so mad.
Well,
I have decided at Don's funeral, you know how they pass out those little cards, you know, tell you when you were born and dead and who the pallbearers are and all that kind of stuff. I am going to have I want to make a bookmark, if I can keep the family from changing my mind here. And I want to have it say truth. Upper right-hand corner, have a star, and then have truth, and then have I saw God.
Yeah.
And he is a,
superstar.
Superstar, yes. And underneath the superstar have John 3:16 written out and quoted, you know, and they have down, they have quote around, I saw God and he's a superstar, have that in quotes. And then have John 3:16 written out, and then at the bottom of the card, have when he was born, when he died, and his name. His name, when he was born. When, and then on the back side of it, they can have the other stuff. But I want to have that so I can hand out to people when they come in. Kind of, to me, it's kind of like a witnessing tool to people. Yep. They can use it as a bookmark.
Yep. Great idea.
You think that's okay?
I do. And here's the thing. Even if the kids want to put out something different than yours, that's all right. Put out two. And you stack yours up right there in that little place where they sign in, right in the funeral home where they sign in.
Yes, sir.
Put yours right there. Matter of fact, stand there and hand them out to people.
I can do that.
And
you don't know.
And what that does, it gives you not only the ability to hug people and say, hey, Don made it to heaven, hand him that card and say, this is what he told me on the last day he was alive. People will cherish that.
Oh, they can't believe it come out of Don. And I have told that to so many people. And to me, that is such a asset to Porky,
yeah,
that he could leave and witness to other people after he's passed.
Amen.
I don't know. It just amazes me. Is that okay the way I mentioned it, or do I need to add it?
Oh, yeah, no. No, make it. Remember this. I saw this once. And you might say, Pastor, what's this got to do with tonight's lesson? You know me, because I'm going to hear the Holy Spirit, and he's going to weave it in every time. I saw this at a funeral one day, Mary, of a biker. And he was actually part of a biker club, one of the one percenters. But he was a believer, and they didn't kick him out. They loved him. And they called him the prophet. And he wouldn't sin with them. He wouldn't do that stuff when they did it. And he would rebuke them every time they went somewhere and beat somebody up. So while he was still alive and strong, he made his own funeral service and recorded it on a video standing at the pulpit in a church. In the very church where he was going to have his funeral. Now, you ready? Remember, everybody in this biker club loved this man. He was a wonderful man. They called him the prophet. So, remember, he's in heaven. And it's not legal for him to come down here and speak on earth. But he made that video. I was at the funeral. And Bill, quit being filled with pride and give your heart to Jesus today. And nobody would leave the room because they loved him. And he called out one after another of those bikers sitting there. And when he got all done preaching, he gave an altar call, and about 25 of them got born again.
Oh, praise God.
It was probably one of the coolest funerals I've ever seen. What? He's already in heaven. Don sees the truth. He don't want anybody crying. They don't want, somebody in heaven don't want you crying. Somebody in heaven don't want you saying all this goofy stuff about them. They're in heaven going, oh my God, you need to meet Jesus. And that testimony that Don's, because you can literally say to people when you hand it to them, this is what Don said to me his last day here on earth. And that word is just like what we're reading right here in Psalm chapter 1.
It opens up doors to people this too. I told it to a lady the other day, and she says, oh, I so believe in that. She says, I had an out of near-death experience. She says, and I saw the light, and she says, because when Don said he saw God and he was a superstar, I can only imagine. And that song is going to be played at his funeral. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
It's going to be what he saw. And, you know, I can only imagine what he saw. And that lady said when she had that experience, she saw this light. And when she saw that light, she said it was absolutely so peaceful. She said, it's just so peaceful. She said, you just don't want to go back. And she says, I was mad when they brought me back.
Yeah.
She didn't say she really saw anything. She
yeah.
just said it was so, the light was so beautiful and it was so peaceful. So I can only imagine what John saw.
Well,
I can only imagine.
And all of us, I've been thinking about it every day. All of us got to hear Don say, "I believe." I remember seeing his face in the video. You did a good job, Mary, making it happen. And he said, "I believe." And I'm like, we just saw it. He's going to heaven just like that. And
you happen to remember how long ago that was? Because pastor of the church asked his daughter. And it had been within this last year, but the exact date, I don't know. But within the last year.
Yeah. If anybody has an idea of how long ago that was?
I know it was within the last year, so that, I guess, the exact date, time, and hour doesn't make a difference, because God knows.
But it'd be nice to have that video.
Yeah, it would. That was on, yeah, that would. You can't look that stuff up, can you?
You ready? You ready? Let's do it like we need to do it, and then we'll get back to the word. Angels of the Lord, bring to one of us this video so that Mary can have it, and we'll put a timestamp in to give all the children proof.
Amen.
That Don made a decision for Jesus.
Amen.
We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. What makes my heart feel good is he wanted to listen to the program. He wanted to listen to the program. And that made my heart feel good.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's get back to the Word of God.
Okay. When I searched for that, it was on a Zoom program.
No, you'd have to search in YouTube. But I would say, I wouldn't worry about searching. I would just say, angels, bring it to me, and they'll just bring it.
Okay, but on YouTube.
Yeah, it'll be on YouTube.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Love you, Mary.
Love you, too.
So we're in verse number 3. The Holy Spirit never loses his place. Ready? He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. Want to say it again? I am producing fruit in my season.
I am producing fruit in my season.
My leaf will not wither. Whatsoever I do will prosper. There's the word prosper again. Then it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drive away, blows away. That's what the ungodly are like. The ungodly shall not stand in the day of judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. This is Old Testament David writing, the ungodly shall not stand in the day of judgment. There is a day of judgment coming, and there is a penalty on the other side of that judgment for those who don't receive the nature of our Father and choose the nature of his arch enemy. Verse 7, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Go with me to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45. All right. I was really confident in Isaiah 45. It's not Isaiah 45. Somebody help me find the verse that says, oh, wait, I'm in the wrong chapter. It says, my word will not return to me void. Isn't that Isaiah 45? Somebody help me find that. My word will not return to me void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which it was.
Isaiah 55:11.
Oh, 55:11, not 45. We was close. We just had to drive one more block. Thank you, love.
Welcome.
Isn't Sister Leanne just the most wonderful part of our lives?
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Yes, she definitely is.
Look, you can see her profile. She's blushing.
We can't see her. She knows we love her.
Isaiah 55. Let's go down here to verse 6. We'll do 6 through 13. I love this chapter. Amen, Roger. Know the feeling about the light and being there. Isaiah 55, 6, the way of the word. Now watch. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon you. He will abundantly pardon you. Remember, these are Old Testament people. And they were not born again, and they were not filled with the Holy Spirit like you and I are. So they just were making choices. Wait, I will not be that way. And I'm going to make a decision to walk with God this way, and he'll help me get it done. So what did he say? Turn your back on unrighteousness. Now, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. It doesn't say that your thoughts can't be his thoughts. That's why Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3 says, renew your mind. Then your thoughts will be his thoughts. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, I have the mind of Christ. So you're supposed to have the mind of Christ. You're supposed to have the thoughts of God. Philippians chapter 2 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He borns us again. He gives us his nature, the very divine nature of God by the word. And therefore, you and I should live in a manner of having the mind of Christ. That's just should be automatic. So he didn't say, my thoughts are not your thoughts and you can never have my thoughts. He's just telling us, you got to elevate yourself. 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours. But he didn't say you can't have those ways. He just said they're higher. And my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and they do not return up, wouldn't that be wild? Snowbank just lifts up in the air. But they water the earth, and they make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the one who sowed, harvested, and is now eating. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish what I please. It shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. God sent his word. Jesus is actually the living word in heaven. Jesus was sent to this earth, and the Father said, I will accomplish the purpose. The word will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. What was that? To transform you and I, to make our way prosperous, and to have good success. That's what the word is all about. The word is designed to change you and me. It has innate within it, latent, laying inside of the word is the ability for it to change you and to change me. One thing that all of us have seen in the last 2 years being right here in this program is we've watched each other grab a hold of the word, hang on, believe God, and watch it produce life and life more abundantly. Every one of us that's here have seen God perform a miracle in the lives of someone in our family and in our own lives. Every single one of us here tonight can testify of God's miracle working power in something that we've had happen to us in the last 3 years. What is that a testimony of? God said through Isaiah, my word, when I send it to the earth, will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. It will accomplish it. What's the way of the word? To get inside of our lives and transform us into the image of Almighty God. His word will not return to him void. It will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent in our life. Now, let's read verse 12. For you'll go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn, those hard, prodding, pricking places of life. Remember what Jesus said to Paul when Paul's laying in the dirt on the road to Damascus? He said, Saul, do you not realize how hard it is to kick against the pricks of the Holy Spirit in your life? And all of a sudden, Saul of Tarsus said, I do now. I can't see, and I'm laying in the dirt. Instead of the briar will come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Go with me to 3 John. I'm going to open up my Bible and find out where I'm going. Give me just a second. Yes. 3 John 2. Anybody want to shout, I love the word?
I love the word.
Amen, Phyllis. This is like old times. Is anybody on Facebook tonight? We got Facebook and YouTube and Zoom and... And Brother Dan's over on Blog Talk Radio. Woo! Bless you, Brother Dan. Love you, man. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Well, God said it to Moses. 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 He said it to Joshua. He said it to everybody all along the way. If you will stay in the word of God, the word has within it self, the ability to bring itself to pass. And what's the way of the world? To get down inside of you and transform you into what you should be. I love the majestic word again. John said to Gaius, whoever that was, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Turn back with me one page, 1 John chapter 5, and we'll read verses 1 through 5. So good to have everybody with us tonight. First John 5, 1 through 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Do I have any BJ Thomas fans tonight? Hey, I'm a believer now, since Jesus saved my life. And everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. That means we would love one another amongst ourselves, even the prickly pears. By this we know the love of God. No, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome or grievous. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. The victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Did you notice nowhere in those five verses did it ever say you had to confess every sin you've ever committed in order to be right with God? It doesn't say that. It said, let's just read it exactly. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Put your marker right there, and let's go get John chapter 1, Big John chapter 1. If you have a real Bible, you'll find that on page 1,373. John 1, verse 11 through 18. John 1, 11 through 18. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Your family may not receive you, but it doesn't matter. Still tell them about Jesus. Verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power or the right to become the children of God. What do I have to do that, Pastor? Receive Jesus. That's it. That's the only responsibility you have, is to receive Jesus. And that's what makes you a child of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but they were born of God. When you're born again, you're born of God. The word, Jesus, became flesh, became Jesus of Nazareth. And it dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The way of the word is transformation on the inside. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You always do such a good job if we just give you a focus point of leading us on a wonderful path through the word of Almighty God. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, actually. What's the way of the word? I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, that's this, a living sacrifice. Don't walk around trying to die. Walk around crucifying the flesh so that you can live unto God. Holy, acceptable God, which is your reasonable service. Do not be conformed to this world. Now, you're going to be conformed to this world until you learn to meditate in the law day and night. Watch. Verse 2, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. How do you do that? Read the word, and it renews your mind every day. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How? Because you're going to read it, and you're going to do it, and you're going to have great victory. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who's among you, that's Sister Leanne, Sister Phyllis, Sister Mary, Sister Rebecca, Sister Sunday, Brother Roger, Brother John, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, me, and all y'all other folks, all 500 hours of you, I love it. Give yourself to that word in Jesus' name. Now, I give to everyone who's among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure of faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith. This is where you're going to get faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Almighty God. Now, watch this. What in the world I got going on here? Hold on just a second. Every time I set my coffee cup down, I'm getting a sticky ring on my desk. It's like, who's making this mess over here? Oh, I bet you it's over there. All right. Well, look at this. Our last, well, I don't know. Might be the last verse, isn't it? The way of the word. Thank you, Roger. That was an excellent title. Here it is, the way of the word. It's been that, we've been reading it all the way along. If you want really good reading about the word of God, read Psalm 119. That whole psalm is about the word of God and its place in your life and in mine. Here we go. Romans 10, 6 through 17. Excuse me for just a minute.
I love Romans.
Romans 10, 6 through 17. The way of the word. But the righteousness of faith. Powerful verse. What is the righteousness of faith? Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. You and I believe in God, and we become the righteousness of God. Old Testament, he believed, and it was counted. New Testament, we believe, and we become the righteousness of God. So, who's with us that can read these verses for me tonight? I really need one.
I'll do the best I can, honey. You're in Romans 10, 6.
Six. Yeah, just start with 6. I'll just stop you.
Okay, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ back from the dead, up from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you. The light is not good here. In your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach.
Now pause for a minute.
Okay.
Where did the Holy Spirit say through Apostle Paul that the word is? It's in our mouth and it's in our heart. What is the way of the word? Speak the word
in your mouth and in your heart.
With your mouth, and it will go down into your heart. The way of the word is when you speak it out loud, it goes down in and transforms your heart. There's a lot of people that have looked at the word of God in the Christian life and said, it's just too difficult to live a Christian life. No. The Christian life is actually the easiest thing in the world that you will ever do. The life of religiosity is the most difficult thing in the world that you will ever do, and you will not succeed. Because there's no life in religiosity. There's only life in a relationship with God Almighty. And the Holy Spirit is speaking through the Apostle Paul. Where's the word? It's on your mouth. And it's in your heart. It's the word of faith that we preach or speak. The word preach is an utterance word that you're proclaiming. So what do we have to do? The way of the word is near you. Where? In your mouth, say it out loud, and then it goes down in your heart and transforms everything about you. We just read it in Romans chapter 12. By the renewing of your mind. When you put that word in, your eyes see it, your ears hear it, your mouth speaks it, and your heart receives it. And now you'll be transformed into the image of Almighty God. That's why,
amen.
That's why I think it was Paul. Yeah, it was Paul. And Timothy said, Don't follow cunningly devised fables or wives' tales. Don't follow those. If you can't find the verse in the Bible, quit following it. Why? Because it's not going to have any power to change you if it's not in the Word of God. If it's the thoughts of a man, it doesn't have latent within it the ability to transform you. Every word of God has latent, laying dormant within it, the supernatural force of transforming you from who you are now into what it's going to be, what he's going to make you be, how, by the renewing of your mind, transform you. How? Speak this word out loud. What did the Holy Spirit say? The word is near you. Where? In your mouth and in your heart. Open your mouth and say it and say it and say it. You know, you hear people like Brother Copeland, Sister Copeland, Brother George and Terry Pearson. You hear Dr. Winston, Dr. Barclay, all these great men, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, whoever your hero is. Joyce Meyer, you hear them and you're like, man, them people, they just know. You just have to know so much of the Word of God to transform your life. Really, you don't. You just got to get a hold of a couple of verses and then never let go of them.
Amen.
You might find that in your life, you really only have 15 or 20, maybe 50 verses that you actually hold on to and live a great Christian life. Now, naturally, we saw it in Psalm chapter 1, in Joshua chapter 1. God said to those men, if you'll meditate in this law, you'll not only make your way prosperous, but you will have good success. Now, I really want to stay here and read this. Well, Phyllis, let's just finish reading it.
From 9?
Yeah.
I'm on verse 9. Okay.
Down through 17, and then we'll go to a different passage and read there.
Okay. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Who bring great tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles.
That's the Old Testament Chronicles.
We're going to the OT. And let's, how much time we got?
I got 4 more hours, but anyway, my clock says 9:13.
All right. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7. And thank you. Thank you, guys. And let's read this. Let's just read this chapter, Phyllis. I'm trying to read, guys, but I'm not had much sleep this week, and everything's blurring together, so. That's why.
Second Chronicles 7 coming up.
Chapter 7, so verses.
Let somebody else alone, because I'm having trouble with this magnifying glass.
Phyllis, I can read.
Okay.
Second Chronicles.
Chapter 7.
Chapter 7.
The whole chapter.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The dedication of the temple. When Solomon finished praying, fire flashed down from heaven and burned up the burnt offerings and sacrifices. And the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not even enter the temple of the Lord because the glorious presence of the Lord filled it.
Now wait, pause. I want everybody to see it. Power of God fell so strong, the priests couldn't even get in the door. Old Testament, not Book of Acts, second, not Acts chapter 2. This is Old Testament Solomon dedicating the temple that just cost him $1 billion to build. And the glory of God filled that temple so strong, they couldn't get in the door. Now keep reading, verse 3.
Testing.
You're with us.
Are you there?
Keep it going.
My phone keeps freezing. I'm going to have to have it looked at. Where was I? Verse 3. When all the people of Israel saw the fire coming down and the glorious presence of the Lord filling the temple, they fell face down on the ground and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "He is so good. His faithful love endures forever." Verse 4. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices to the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep.
Wow.
That's a lot. And so the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. The priests took their assigned positions, and so did the Levites who were singing. His faithful love endures forever. They accompanied the singing with music from the instruments King David had made for praising the Lord. On the other side of the Levites, the priests blew the trumpets while all Israel stood. Verse 7. Solomon erected the central area of the courtyard in front of the Lord's temple so they could present burnt offerings and the fat from the peace offerings there. He did this because the bronze altar he had built could not handle all the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and sacrificial fat. Verse 8, for the next 7 days, they celebrated the festival of shelters with huge crowds gathered from all the tribes of Israel. They came from as far away as Lebo Hamath in the north to the brook of Egypt in the south. On the eighth day, they had a closing ceremony where they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days and the festival of shelters for 7 days. Verse 10. But at the end of the celebration, Solomon sent the people home. They were all joyful and happy because the Lord had been so good to David and Solomon and to his people of Israel. The Lord's response to Solomon, verse 11. So Solomon finished building the temple of the Lord, as well as the royal palace. He completed everything he had planned to do. Then one night, the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or I might command locusts to devour your crops, or I might send plagues among you. Then if my people who are called to my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land."
Now pause for a minute. Hold your finger right there. Remember, God wasn't just sending plagues because he was mean and didn't have nothing else to do, so I'll send the plague down. These are people that had turned away from him and had begun to go into the life of sin. And so he said, if that's the case, then I'm going to send a plague and I'm going to bring you back because that'll wake you up. Now, you and I don't need the plague. We have the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit. All right, verse 15.
I will listen to every prayer made in this place, for I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be my home forever. My eyes and my heart will always be here. 17. As for you, if you follow me as your father David did and obey all my commands, laws, and regulations, then I will not let anyone take away your throne. This is the same promise I gave your father David when I said, you will never fail to have a successor who rules over Israel. 19. But if you abandon me and disobey the laws and commands I have given you, and if you go and worship other gods, then I will uproot the people of Israel from this land of mine that I have given them. I will reject this temple that I have set apart to honor my name. I will make it a spectacle of contempt among the nations. And though this temple is impressive now, it will become an appalling sight to all who pass by. They will ask, why has the Lord done such terrible things to this land and to his temple? And the answer will be, because his people abandoned the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who brought them out of Egypt, and they worshipped other gods instead. That's why he brought all these disasters upon them.
Now, let's go back to chapter 1, 2 Chronicles 1. We're going to get all this in. 1 through 13. The power of the word of God. The way of the word.
Say it again.
2 Chronicles 1.
Testing.
Verses 1 through 13.
I can't hear you. Are you there?
We can hear you. 2 Chronicles 1, 1 through 13.
Okay. Solomon, the son of King David, now took firm control of the kingdom, for the Lord his God was with him and made him very powerful. He called together all of Israel, the generals and captains of the army and judges and all the political and clan leaders. Then Solomon led the entire assembly to the hill at Gibeon where God's tabernacle was located. This was the tabernacle that Moses, the Lord's servant, had constructed in the wilderness. David had already moved the Ark of God from to the special tent he had prepared for it in Jerusalem. But the bronze altar made by Bezalel, son of Uri and grandson of Hur, was still at Gibeon in front of the tabernacle of the Lord. So Solomon and the people gathered in front of it to consult with God. There in front of the tabernacle, Solomon went up to the bronze altar at the Lord's presence, in the Lord's presence, and sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings on it.
Wow.
Verse 7. That night, God appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, what do you want? Ask and I will give it to you. Solomon replied to God, you have been so faithful and kind to my father, David, and now you have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, please keep your promise to David, my father, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge to rule them properly, for who is able to govern this great nation of yours? Verse 11, God said to Solomon, because your greatest desire is to help your people, and you did not ask in honor or the death of your enemies or even a long way, but rather you ask for wisdom and knowledge to properly govern my people, I will certainly give you the wisdom and knowledge you requested, and I will also give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as no other king has ever had before you or will ever have again. Then Solomon returned to Jerusalem for the tabernacle at the hill of Gibeon, and he resigned over Israel.
Now, what's the whole purpose of this? God told Solomon on the day he dedicated that temple that if the people go astray, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear in heaven, I'll forgive and heal their land. And what is the purpose? What's the way of the word? The way of the word is you and I, just like Sister Rebecca just read and Phyllis read, as you read that word, I recommend you read it out loud. As you read that word, it produces life down inside of your being, in your body, in your physical body. It produces life. And that word begins to transform you from the inside out. And God leads you in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake, because you got the word. What did he say? That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. The only way you get it there, speak it out loud, hear it with your ears, see it with your eyes, speak it with your mouth. It goes down in your heart and it transforms you. You might say, Pastor, I need some of those verse lists that you got, confessions. You text me, you tell me what you're looking for, and we'll put it in your hand. When you get it, make it your own. You might not necessarily want to have one of the verses that we send you. There's no holiness in having the exact set of verses I send you. It's just there as an example of what to do. And you put that word in your heart, and you will not sin against him. And 3 John says, 1:3 says that his seed is in you, and it's going to cause you to stand. Well, I've got to be finished, guys. I'm going to fall asleep sitting here. I got about another 15 verses. I probably got another 4 hours in me. I just would not be able to stay awake any longer. But it's been a great weekend. And God's blessing. Thank you for all your prayers. Every one of you that's been praying for me, thank you. It was an amazing weekend. God's blessing. And we truly, Sister Leanne and I truly appreciate it. Thank you for praying for Dad. That whole thing has changed. And honestly, if you have a loved one that someone's talking about dementia, make sure you go look at all the meds they're on. And get rid of everything that is not of the most absolute importance. Because her dad's a whole different person without all that medication in his system. And the day's getting closer when she actually gets to come back to North Dakota. Hallelujah. So let's pray. And then we'll receive communion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Love you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for these wonderful people that are here with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your wonderful presence in our lives. Wow. Doesn't matter who we are, rich or poor, young or old. We might consider ourselves a pauper or a prince. But you said there's one prerequisite. And that is you reward those who diligently seek you. Thank you, Jesus, that you taught us. Ask, like Sister Sunday posted earlier, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you, because everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. You said, how much more are you going to give us the Holy Spirit, a good gift, than we even are to even ask for it? And you fill us with that living water, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, bless every person who's connected to us. We want to know who they are. We truly do. Truly do. We want to help them know you, walk with you. Help us every day see our place in the kingdom and then do our part to make it come to pass. And we thank you that your word is alive and well on the inside of us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Well, here we go. Let's receive our communion elements together. How we do that here is, let me say it differently. How I do it, we read the verses, pray the prayer of salvation, give you a couple minutes of instruction, and then receive the elements. Sister Leanne doesn't do it this exact same process, but I got a word for you. It's not about the absolute way of doing something. That's religiosity. And I encourage you, learn the process so that you can be a part and you can lead people in it yourselves in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. And then... 1 John, everybody get your bread ready. Get your juice ready. Sister Lee's not here to get mine, so I always end up waiting right to the last minute here. But thank you, love, for always doing that. So here we go. 1 Corinthians, this is when Jesus showed up to Paul and gave him the communion service. 1 Corinthians 11, 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, verse 26, and drink this bread, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, as you do it, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 4. Just go over to 1 John and read the whole thing and you'll find it. Verse 17 and 18, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to lead you into prayer of salvation now. So everybody that's joined us online, pray this prayer with us. And when you pray it, don't just say words, because there's no value in just speaking words. You got to say this from the very inside depth of your heart. Like we would say in English, mean it. That's a weird word to use. Mean it with all of your heart. Don't be mean, but mean what you say. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you. You give me everlasting life. And I will not perish. Jesus, here's my faith statement. I believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Lord Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life with all of the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God. Pray in my heavenly prayer language. And live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I just love you guys and appreciate you so much for being with us. We make a powerful body of Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we receive all these people who just prayed this prayer. Now, you may have just prayed that prayer for the first time in your life and be experiencing on the inside of you that wonderful, amazing joy, happiness. And there's all kinds of words that people use, and some people just stand there stutter, can't even get a word out. Well, what you're experiencing is God Almighty himself has just come to live on the inside of you. And really, what you're experiencing is what Adam and Eve had in the garden before they sinned. One with God the Father. You're one with him. And so, welcome to the family of God. God just filled you. And if you notice in there, I didn't say, forgive me for lying, cheating, stealing, drinking, chewing, smoking. You know, I didn't go down the list, because Jesus said, as many as receive him, to them he gives the power to become the sons of God. So when you receive him, you receive the work he did with his blood, and it goes in and purges you. I can tell somebody wants to say it. Say it with me. Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Make me white as snow.
Make me white as snow, Lord.
It's done. It's that amazingly simple. You spoke it and he came. Now, how do I do this, Pastor? Get you a Bible? I recommend you get the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I always like to hold this up so you can get a picture of it. You can come back to this video and snap a picture of it. Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I use the New King James Version because I like it the best. It's the closest, I believe, it's the closest to our modern language and the original meaning. People will argue that, but I won't argue because the Bible says not to. But get your Bible, begin reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. And then remember this, it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what we're studying. This kingdom, the Holy Spirit that you just prayed to have you fill you, will now lead you in every message and give you answers. It doesn't matter. You're a brand new believer. You never even knew anything about God. Every time you come and be with us, God's going to give you answers for your life and for your family. And we got lots of videos to help you. And like, we got a lot of videos to help you. Like, a lot. And our Read the Word program is a playlist you can find on YouTube. Search my name, Samuel J. Cotto, and then put Read the Word. Those three words, Read the Word. And you'll find that playlist. When you find it, click the little plus button on the playlist so that it'll add it to your playlist in your own personal library. And that way, when you wake up in the morning, whether I get it posted on my Facebook page or not, you can just go right to your own YouTube channel and you'll be able to find that right there, and it'll be a blessing to you. Now watch. Let me do this real quick. I want to show you this. I keep saying to myself before the program goes live, tonight is the night I'm going to show everybody this playlist. And I'm going to show you how this works. And then I forget to set it up. And so even though I don't have it set up yet, I'm still going to do this because it's really that it is really of this much importance. Because I was talking with somebody the other day and they couldn't to find this playlist. They had no way of finding it. It no matter what they did, it just wasn't showing up. And I'm having trouble finding it right now myself, and it's on my own channel. Let's go down here. It should say, always read the word.
Hate to interrupt you, Pastor, but did we eat the bread and drink the wine?
No, we didn't. And I was going to be able to click that real quick, and it didn't work. So never mind. Here we go. You ready?
I'm sorry if I interrupted
you. You did, but it's okay. Because I'm so tired right now, Mary, that I had to get stuck on that, and I don't want to be stuck on that. It's time to do communion, and I'll show you when we get done. I'm determined to have this ready so that while I'm in this, I can show it to you.
I'm so sorry I keep interrupting you.
You're not an interruption. You're a blessing. So thank you for being here and being a part. You ready? Let's hold up our elements, and we'll receive them together tonight. And then I'll show you how to do this. Pray this prayer with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I'm blessed and sanctify these
for this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my
mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Every joint is supplying in my body.
Just like at the Passover in Egypt.
Just like the Passover in Egypt.
I receive your broken body in my life, Jesus.
I receive your broken body in my life, Jesus.
Right here in the community of faith.
Right here in the community.
And around the world, wherever you send us.
Around the world, wherever you send us.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken body of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for doing your mighty work on the inside of our lives. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, blood of Jesus. Say this with me. Actually, pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission. And there's no more condemnation in my life. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new. And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God. Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to your name.
Thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
Now, I want to make sure I say this. I don't say it enough, and I'm going to make a point of it. But every statement that we make during those prayers are actually a verse of scripture that tells you what happens when you receive these communion elements. There's a lot of people that communion is nothing more than juice and crackers, and it takes about 3 minutes. Well, this isn't taking juice and crackers or wine and bread. There's no value in wine and bread. It's what's in this word that happens in your life when you do this in remembrance of what Jesus did. And therefore, it's important for you to understand these verses of scripture and what is actually happening on the inside of you. children of Israel when they left Egypt that night. They celebrated the first Passover. In that first Passover, every one of them were healed. Every one of them, 3 million of them, were healed in their body of anything that had happened to them in 400 years of slavery. They went out, the Bible says in Psalm, with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one amongst them. So if you ever wonder, why do we read all these verses and make these statements? It's so that every one of us hears this is what happens with the broken body of Jesus. This is what happens with his blood in my life. And so as we do it every night, we do this every time we come here. Always remember to pay attention to these statements and let them get down deep inside of your life. And it'll be a blessing to you. Brother John Wainer, love you, man. Roger, Sunday, it's good to have you with us. Sister Phyllis, Mary, Rebecca, Sister Leanne, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, all you guys. And then everybody who's going to come in the future. It's amazing. Whoever you are, wherever you are, thanks for being a part of our life. And helping us make this happen. Now, watch this. I want to show you this playlist. I'm going to share my screen. And thank you, Mary, for saying that to me, because I'd have just got lost trying to show this to you. I don't want to do that. But watch this. This is what the playlist looks like. Huh. Well, this is what the playlist looks like on my computer. Well, huh. See, Brother Dan did this with me the other day, and Well, anyways, that didn't work, so I'm not able to show you what I thought it was, so I'm not going to stay there. I'll find it, and I'll show you next time I come in. I'm going to show this to you so that what you do...
It gives us something to look forward to.
What you'll do... is you'll actually click this little plus box on when you find this playlist. I'll send you a link that it sends you straight to this playlist. There's a little plus box that you'll see when you open the link. When you click that little plus box, it adds that as a playlist right in your YouTube channel that you have in your name. That way, when you want to find today's Read the Word, you just open up your phone. You don't have to go click a link. It's right in your phone or your tablet or computer. And all you got to do is learn where to go to find it. And then it's right there every day. And I've been doing last year's Read the Word. I'm all the way through Exodus somewhere as I drive at night. And I love it. I feel like Andy Womack. I sat down last night and watched my own YouTube video, and I got a revelation. But it's not about me. It's about the Holy Spirit is speaking, and it's a very powerful force. And so thank you for being a part of it in Jesus' mighty name. All right, Phyllis, read them closing verses because I got to be done.
Okay, let's see. That's Jude. 20 and to 25. Grab my magnifying glass again. I gotta get used to this. For you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for letting me read that.
In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for reading it. Aren't you glad that all the honor, all of it, and all of the glory, all of it,
yeah,
all of the power, all of it, and all of the praise belongs to our Jesus.
Amen.
And that
yeah
means our enemy has nothing. Till we see you again tomorrow morning, right here, or tomorrow night. This is what we say. Remember this, that we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
Loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
See you soon. Sure do love you. Bless your Sunday, Roger, John, Wayner, all of our friends on YouTube. Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, Blog Talk Radio, all of our friends around the world, wherever you may be, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen.